Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Amanda Elam back on the show. Amanda is a newer member of our Brain Trust, co-founder and president, CEO of Galaxy Diagnostics, an early-stage medical diagnostic company. She's a research fellow in international with the International Diana Research Institute at the Babson College, one of the organizations that one of the institutions that we've been telling you about since basically since the beginning of the show, way back in the previous millennia, the last century. But that was way, way before Amanda was even born. She's just a baby, and we're glad she's here to talk to us about some important things that are going on in out of Babson and especially out of the Diana Project. Amanda, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. So you got new things going on there, right? Some kind of a new research institute?
We do. We've established a new research institute on women's entrepreneurship. It's called the Diana International Research Institute. And we're focused on research around access to resources and educating women entrepreneurs with best practices.
Well, good. Well, talk to us about the kind of practices your best practices you think women need. Are they different from what men need?
Well, they are largely because women are boxed out of a lot of the traditional sources of funding. For example, they're often limited in terms of accessing some of the most powerful networks that drive the growth of business in the United States and around the world. And so we're trying to find ways to address those problems.
So I separate fundamentals from strategy. For example, fundamentals, cash flow, make a profit, capitalize your business, have the right kind of internal funding versus leverage, that kind of thing. Those are fundamentals that have been true for 1,000 years. They'll be true for the next 1,000 years. But strategies change, and it sounds like what you're talking about is that when you're talking about helping women, you know, there isn't anything different about how men and women operate a business, but there is something different about how they interact in the marketplace and some of the forces that are applied to men and women, right? And that's what you're focusing on, is helping women learn how, maybe, and pardon me for saying it this way, but learn how to play the game.
And I would say we're talking about the show, right? It's the big game.
Yeah.
So women have historically been business owners. They've started and grown. So they have business fundamentals, no problem.
It's the fastest growing sector in the last 20 years in small business.
Yeah, we have a lot of data that shows that when you control for business characteristics, men and women start and grow very similar types of businesses with similar success rates. Mm-hmm. But when you are looking at the aggregate numbers, we find that women are underrepresented among the highest growth businesses and high potential businesses. And when we start unpacking that, we find that, you know, they often don't have the same types of connections to influential individuals. They often are kind of locked out of the types of growth funding that build the unicorns. And so that's a lot of our focus is really on those high potential businesses and what's going on that is limiting their access to the kinds of networks and growth capital that they need in order to succeed.
It seems to me in my reporting over the years, Amanda, it seems to me there are two primary things that keep women from getting the capital they need. One is the system, and there's no question that there are firewalls out there that are not helping women get the capital they need, number one. And number two, it's women either not knowing how to do that because they haven't learned it yet, and maybe a man, some guy, their peer who's a guy has, number one. Number two is they have to ask. Capital, I've learned a long time ago, capital will not come and fall in my lap. I have to go ask for it. And a lot of women researchers, women experts like yourself, have told me on the show that they've learned that women either, A, don't ask for the money, period, or when they ask for it, they don't ask for enough. What do you think? Last thoughts before we go to a break.
Well, I think that's true, and we spoke about this last time, right? My observation is that men tend to err on the side of bold, and women tend to err on the side of calculated risk, smart.
Men are more confident than they deserve to be, and women are less confident than they deserve to be. It's an issue, and this is what I think the Diana International Research Institute is going to fix. We'll talk more about that and some research after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.